Joining us now from outside the courthouse in Santa Maria is Seth Stevenson. He's been covering this trial for our partners at Slate Magazine. Hi, Seth.
Hi, how are you, Alex?
I'm well. Look, you've been writing not so much about the facts in this case as about the feel of this case, the texture. You've chronicled the tedium and the, I must say, strange scene there. What do you think would surprise the average person if they could spend just a few days at this trial?
I think the most surprising thing to me is how quickly you become accustomed to the fact that Michael Jackson is sitting 15 feet away from you. You'd think, you know, here's this huge worldwide celebrity right there in your presence. You'd think, you know, there'd be a bit of electricity in the air. But really, after just half a day, you get so used to, you just forget, oh, that's Michael Jackson sitting over there. In my eyes, it's almost the lead defense attorney, Tom Mesereau, who's got more star power than Michael in this context, because he's got so much charisma and he just really controls the courtroom, whereas Michael just sits there and doesn't do anything.
You do describe his wardrobe and how he appears. There is this kind of almost removed quality in the way that you write about it.
Yeah, Michael shows up every morning wearing a different armband, which for me is an exciting part of each day. I sort of like to chronicle which armband he pulls out of the drawer each morning, and he often will coordinate the armband with his vest. Yesterday he had pants with this broad gold stripe down the outseam and made him look a little bit like a majorette. Yeah, Michael, but once he sits down, you're just looking at the back of his head, at his black wig sort of streaming down over his shoulders.
There's Michael Jackson, and then there is the quality of these witnesses who are called to testify, all of them for the prosecution so far. I'm not sure if I was building a case against Michael Jackson or anyone that I would want these guys on my side.
Yeah, a lot of the prosecution's star witnesses have turned out to be more valuable for the defense. Debbie Rowe, Michael Jackson's ex-wife, came up on the stand and she was supposed to talk about how she'd been coerced to say certain things in this rebuttal video she had made and how she'd been manipulated to talk about Michael. She got up on the stand and she said things like, Michael is generous, he's kind, he's a good friend, he's a wonderful father. You don't generally have star prosecution witnesses get up and then gush about what a swell guy the defendant is.
Seth, I'll just note that it's raining there this morning, intermittently anyway, and you write about the fans who show up rain or shine, and they also are a rather strange cast of characters.
Yeah, my favorite fan is a fan named BJ. He's this slightly pudgy kid who told me that he moved out here from Tennessee just to be here for the trial. He came out during jury selection, and he's here almost every day. He likes to stand up on a ladder. In fact, he's walking by me right now. He's wearing a shirt that says, "We love Michael Jackson, the living king." He likes to stand up on a ladder and scream stuff.
Seth Stevenson covering the Michael Jackson trial for Slate. Here's a taste of what he's been writing. Seth, just read the lead from yesterday's dispatch, would you?
8:03 a.m. Before entering the courthouse, I paused to get a peek at some of the handmade signs being waved around by the fans outside the gate. I rather like, quote, smooth but not a criminal, unquote. I'm less enthusiastic about, quote, leave the man in the mirror alone, unquote. Because when Michael sang about that man in the mirror, he wasn't really talking about himself, per se. The whole point was the universality of it. If you want to make the world a better place, he sang, take a look at yourself and make a change. If my interpretation is correct, we are all metaphorically the man in the mirror, though most of us do not face molestation charges.
Seth Stevenson writing about the Michael Jackson trial for our partners at Slate Magazine. And as a fan of Slate, I have to say Seth's dispatches are some of the best stuff I've seen in the magazine in months. Seth, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.